Well, Mark, it's great to be back with you again. And for today's Thought for the Day, I thought I'd tell you a rather funny story from this time of year a couple of years ago. It was quite late on a summer's evening, and my wife and I were about to head to bed when we heard a strange, high-pitched bleeping noise from outside. It was rather strange. I've got a recording of it here, and we'll see if you can hear it. Don't know if you got that high-pitched bleep. Well, I didn't know what it was. It was very annoying. I didn't sleep well that night. But then the next night, it happened all over again. So I went outside to our bins where I thought I could hear the sound coming from. And I thought, aha, I know what the sound is. I'd thrown out an old smoke alarm. And when they run down on batteries, they sometimes give out a little beeping sound. But the bin men had already been a couple of days earlier to take the rubbish. And the bins were empty. So it couldn't have been that. Well, I tried to investigate. The funny thing was that whenever I went outside and the motion sensor light by the side of our house came on, the bleeping stopped. Now it's getting really annoying because I couldn't figure out where the sound was coming from. And every time I went outside to investigate, it all went quiet. How did an electronic device know to stop when I approached? Well, I never could work it out until a couple of days later, someone said to me, "Have you heard the midwife toad in the night?" The what? The midwife toad. It's a really small toad, like a frog, that has a kind of beeping call. Well, blow me down. It was the midwife toad keeping me up at night. Not an electronic device in the rubbish bins at all. I completely got the wrong end of the stick. Well, why do I tell the story of the midwife midnight toad? I guess that in life it's easy to get the wrong end of the stick. I do that all the time. I guess we all do. And most of the time it's inconsequential. But just occasionally, people get it wrong about really important things in life, like faith. They think that Christianity is something that should be consigned to the rubbish tip, if you like, a bit like an unwanted electronic product that you no longer need. When all along, there's something which is alive. Alive and kicking. Well, it's a silly illustration, but I hope that none of our listeners get the wrong end of the stick about Christianity. Like I had to investigate what it was and how I finally came to realize what that noise was. Check it out for yourself. Think through Christianity for yourself. Maybe read a bit of the Bible or come to one of the local churches. And I think you'll discover that Christianity has far more life to it than you think. Have a great day and listen out for that toad.